Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, April 14th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started out as a fashion model, then I was a rock and roll singer, a corporate consultant, an adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, a coach, a blogger, and a radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do, and attitude determines how well you do it. So said Lou Holtz, former football coach, author, and motivational speaker. Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. By the way, if you're listening online and you call in to ask a question of our guest today, please mute your computer first. The number to call in is 646-381-4198. We have another fabulous show for you. Today is extra special. Our topic is Speak and Grow Clients. Speaking to promote your business creates positive visibility, it boosts your profitability, and establishes you as a branded expert in your field. It puts you in direct contact with potential clients and provides a powerful platform to connect with buyers and increase your network. In today's show, our guest will teach you how to become a speaker to strategically promote yourself, your products and services, how to create a loyal and targeted group of clients and the ideal clients, how to become an author and authority, how to choose the right business model to turn your passion into profits, how to build an online fan base, and how to create immediate capital to find your projects and lifestyle. Our guest is Monica Cornetti. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Monica Cornetti is the owner of Entrepreneur, a business training and consulting firm. She has more than 20 years' experience in the corporate, nonprofit, and academic sectors with an expertise in bringing excellence to organizations through leadership and training. Monica is one of only 13 professionals with a Master of Science degree in economic development and entrepreneurship. She's a published author, a top-notch speaker, a professional consultant, and an accomplished leader known for being one of the best entrepreneurial training experts in the business. With over 150 national, regional, and local speaking engagements each year, her workshops, books, and audios are guaranteed to produce measurable results in your personal and professional development. Welcome, Monica. I'm so glad you're here today.
Well, thank you, Yvonne. It's a very big honor for me to be on your program. I'm excited about the topic, excited about sharing it with your listeners. And just for those people who are looking for how they can grow their business, speaking is one of the best ways to get out there in front of people. So I'm very excited to be bringing this program today.
So am I. Well, I'd like to begin by clarifying what you mean when you talk about niche. How do you pick your niche? I hear you talking about that all the time.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you'll hear me say, who are you speaking to? Who is your audience? Because one of the benefits of speaking to promote your business or to grow clients is that you'll be, instead of a one-on-one situation, you'll be putting yourself in front of 1 to 6 or 1 to 12 or 1 to 20 or 1 to 60, 1 to 100. You'll have a whole a whole room full of people who are wanting the information that you're sharing. In order for that to happen, though, you have to know who your niche is, because you want to make sure you're in front of the right group of people. A group of people is not enough. You want to make sure it's the right group. So when we talk about niche, there's really two things that I talk to people about in identifying their niche. The first is to understand what your personal passion is. What is it that excites you, invigorates you? It's when you're working on it, you look up at the clock and you're surprised how much time has gone by. That is an area that you want to start looking at, that who else is interested in those kind of topics, in that kind of information, because that's gearing you towards your niche. So, for example, for me, it's entrepreneurship, and specifically women entrepreneurs. So when I'm working on developing a curriculum on marketing for women to how to market their business, time just flies by because I'm so interested in it, the topic. But passion isn't enough. We also have to combine with that who has the money to pay you to hear what you have to say. Or if they're not going to pay to hear you speak, who has the money then to buy your product or buy your services? So we never just want to follow the passion. We also want to combine with that who has the money, where follow the money. So I always say follow your passion and follow the money. And we can always work on putting those two together. Sometimes the money isn't as easily identified. It may not be the actual end user, but it may be another organization who also provides services to that end user. Sometimes we have to work a little bit harder on that, but we can always find it when we start looking.
Great. So I've picked my niche. Now where do I start to develop my topics and content?
Well, because it's a passion area of yours, you're probably also somewhat familiar with some of the pain that that niche is experiencing, some of the solutions that they're looking for. So the best thing to do is to go out there and to do research. So again, if I'll stick with the women entrepreneurs, that's the group that I work with. If it's women entrepreneurs, they're wondering, how do they balance work and life? How do they balance having a business and still maintaining a home? How do they get the education that they need? How do they find the time to make that happen? Where do they find the funding to get their business started? Is there funding out there, or will they have to do it on their own? Those are all questions that every woman entrepreneur has had to answer as they've got their business started. So when you realize that's the pain areas, then you can start developing some topics around it, because you want to alleviate their pain, show them the solutions. Most people are looking for, we talk about benefit language, but what they're looking for is how to solve whatever that pain is that they're having in their life. So you develop your topics around that. The other thing with it, if I could add something to that, is that when you're developing your topics, your title is probably the most important element of your topic, because your title may be the only thing that people see. For example, I have a client who does SEO, search engine optimization. He wrote a book on it. His book made the bestsellers list. He was supposed to speak at a national level conference, and we were talking about his session title, and his session titles that he was coming up with were very dry. It's like something along the lines of using search engine optimization in your business. Well, I don't know, Yvonne, does that excite you to attend his breakout session?
No, everybody says that.
Yeah, it's like voodoo. It's like, what is search engine optimization? I mean, it's like, is that like hocus pocus stuff? I don't really understand it. So we walked through, his content remained the same, but we worked out a title of Be Number One with Google, and he ended up having the most highly attended session of that entire conference, because who doesn't want to be number one on Google? I think
exactly.
We all do, right? We want when
everyone
you type your name in. Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to tell me how to be number one on Google, I'm coming to your class. I'm coming to your breakout session. So the content was the same. Nothing changed there. It's just that if the only thing they're going to see is your title, then my thing is you got to make your title sexy. got to be something that people, that they want it. They want to know more about it. So,
and it
so
speaks to the pain, too. It speaks to the pain that they have, which is, how do I do that? I've been struggling with that, and I don't know where to start. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great title. Now that you have your title and you get your content and your niche, you talk about profitability through information products. Can you give us a couple of ideas of how to get started?
Well, info products is one of those things that a lot of people, because they have a passion and a topic, they just want to go out there and they want to speak about it, and they get uncomfortable with the idea of selling something else along with their topic. So, for example, you could make an audio recording out of this radio show that then you would use to market or to actually put with a workbook, for example, and create what we call in the industry back of room products. A lot of people hesitate there because they're nervous about sales. They don't like the idea of being a salesman. The reality is that info products can significantly increase your revenue. And one of my rule of thumbs for when you're getting in the front of the room is you never, ever, 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 ever get in the front of the room without something to sell in the back of the room. Now, the cool thing about that is that doesn't have to look the same. Like, your back of room could look totally different than mine, just as long as you have something. And for someone who just wants to speak and to grow clients, they're not interested in being a professional speaker, quote unquote, their back of room could simply be that if there's 20 people in the room, they want at least 6 of them to schedule an appointment to sit down and talk more about the services that they're talking about, that they offer. So that might be the back of room that they're selling, quote unquote. It's just an appointment. The thing is that you always want to have something more, because the speaking is just the speaking. We then have to give the audience what's the next step we want them to take.
Some
and the
solutions.
Next step could be an appointment. Or the next step could be that, you know, I've packaged all of this into a system. I spent $10,000 in 7 years researching this, and I took all of that research and all of that money, and I packaged it into a system so that you don't have to go the long road. I'm giving you the shortcut to it. And I put that together in a home study course for you, and I have it available. It's $497 or whatever price point you want to put on it. You can discount it for the people in the audience that day, and there's all kinds of ways to combine things. But the point is that whether you have 30 minutes, an hour, 6 hours, 2 days, there's no way you can give your audience all the knowledge that you have in that amount of time. So if you can't give it to them then, by including some info products and adding some info products to your mix, they can still take you home with them. And if they like you, they're going to want to take you home. A coach told me once, Yvonne, that you can tell that they're buying what you're saying from the front of the room if they're buying what you're selling in the back of the room.
Oh, so, I like that.
Yeah,
that's very true. And one of the things that I heard you say, though, is that one of the ideas of how to get started is first you have to decide, you have to set a goal, whether it's an actual product or whether it's just getting some appointments. But rather than just having the speaking opportunity, you need to know, what are my goals? What do I want to come out of? What's my end result coming out of this speaking engagement? Because without having a plan going in, it's not going to happen.
Right, and it's just like going to a networking event without a strategy for what you want to accomplish at that event. Most people don't even enjoy networking events, and they go and they torture themselves, and they leave it thinking, see, I hate those things. They're not any fun. I don't even know why I do it. And it's probably because they didn't have any goals, like how many connections did they want to make? Did they meet the influencer in the room? It's the same thing when you're speaking. Anytime you get in the front of the room, there's any number of objectives you could have. So, for example, mine, I have that I want in any room that I'm speaking in, I want 80% of the people to want to connect with me, to become a member of my community, meaning that they'll sign up for my emails and we'll stay in contact with each other. They can email me with questions. I'll connect them with people. So I always want 80% of the room to do that. I want another 35% to actually purchase something that I'm selling, purchase something from the back of the room. And then I want 10% to say that they are interested in bringing me in for some kind of consulting or speaking, so that every time I speak, I get more engagement from it. So it could be another speaking engagement, it could be a consulting gig, but at least 10% of the room will express an interest, and then my goal after that is to close at least 25% of those. So it's just a numbers game. And when you work the numbers, you'll see that you start getting the results. You got to know what the numbers are, and that's my formula. You can develop any formula that works best for you. That's just the formula that I've developed for myself.
Okay, so you need visibility, though. If I have none right now, what's the best way to get more visibility? Because in order to get those speaking opportunities and to get called for more, people have to know who you are and that you exist, right? So what's the best way to get more visibility?
Well, the quickest and easiest way is to get out there and get some social media presence. Social media is a phenomenal tool for any small business owner or entrepreneur, because you can get out there and set up a group. You can set up your own fan page, we'll call it. You can join groups on LinkedIn who are also have your niche audience in them, and you can start getting involved in discussions. So it's a totally free tool to use. There is time involved with it, and it won't cost you any money. You also want to get a basic website. I'm not promoting any one over another, but a basic, let's just say, WordPress website up there. Just a basic 3 or 4 pages, make sure all the functions work, have some good pictures of you up there, make sure you have what it is that you do, who you are, why they should pick you, lots of different strategies there. And then you want to go start finding groups where your niche are involved locally. The easiest way to get started is to work locally, because you can grow from there. Your expenses will stay low if you work locally. So, for example, a lot of people will say, well, go speak to the chamber. Your niche may not be at the chamber, so you may not want to speak to the chamber. Like I said to start the call, a group, just because it's a group, does not make it good. It's just a group. And if your niche isn't sitting in that group, then you're wasting their time and yours. So if your group is women entrepreneurs, then there's any number of women's groups out there. So get out there on Google. Google can solve all the world's challenges. You can just go out there and start looking, you know?
Absolutely.
Women's groups in Chicago, and there'll be business groups, professional business groups. There'll be women management groups. There'll be women's administrative professional groups. There'll be women business owner groups. I mean, there'll be all kinds of women's groups. And typically at their website, they give you the contact information. They'll have an email out there, and then you can just draft a nice email thing. I'm looking to speak to women's groups. These are my topics. I have availability. I'm looking at the summer. It's just I can give you more exact wording on that. I'll tell you how you can contact me at the end. But you just start sending emails out. The thing that's so cool about that is to understand that each one of those groups have a monthly meeting. Their members come to a monthly meeting. Their members have paid to be a part of that group. There's a volunteer in that group who's got to get a good speaker for each one of their meetings. So they need you. If you're a good speaker and you've got a product or service that their niche would find beneficial, you are the answer to their problem. So instead of being afraid to contact them, realize that you're their solution. You are exactly what they're looking for, and then make sure you deliver it. Make sure you deliver a top-notch presentation. Make sure that you're answering problems, questions that group has. Show them next steps that they can take in moving forward on it, and you'll get referrals for more speaking gigs, and you'll get clients out of each one of those that you do.
That's great. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to open the line for a moment. Caller, do you have any questions for Monica? Okay, Monica, I have another question for you.
Okay.
And it's about brand, because you need to have a brand, right? So what are some of the key components involved in building your brand?
The first one is, there's two. I'll say consistency, and then the second one is emotion. So they go hand in hand. When you're building your brand, from the beginning, you want to make sure that you stay very consistent. So, for example, at Christmas time when they're running the Target commercials for Christmas clothes and accessories and things, the entire 30 or 60-second commercial runs, you never see the Target logo until the very last 2 or 3 seconds, yet that entire time you knew it was a Target ad. Same thing with the JCPenney. Same thing with walking down the street in front of a store like Urban Outfitters. They are so consistent in their look and their image that you do not have to see their logo to know it's them. The same thing should be true for you. Make sure you stay real consistent in your color, in your pictures, in your logo. Start to use them everywhere that you're doing social media, on your letterhead, in your emails. Be very, very, very consistent. Now, that's just the development of the look. What really is your brand is how people feel when they work with you. If you think about brands that you trust, the reason you trust them is because something happened and it created an emotion in you. Brands that you do not trust, it's because something negative happened and it created an emotion in you. The reason you trust or distrust the brand is all about the interaction that you had with that brand. If you've not had interaction with them, you'd have no feeling about it. So you're not really engaged with the brand. And reality is that our consumers are hit by 3,000 to 5,000 branding images every single day, and our brains can only take in 100 of them. So 4,900 branding images are flying right by us because we don't have any emotional attachment to them. The ones that start going in are the ones that we've interacted with. So in developing your brand, it comes back to really when you're out there speaking. So let's say you get your first speaking gig. You know, make sure you're nice to everyone you encounter. Make sure you're nice to the person that brought you in there. Send the traditional thank you note. Post it on your social media that you're speaking there. Help them to promote their event. Do whatever you can to create that favorable interaction, and that will start the development of your brand. Brand's That's not a logo. Brand's an emotion. We just have to remember that.
Great. Now, we're getting close to the time here, but I wanted to ensure that we talk about the speakerpreneur. So what's the first thing I should do if I want to be a speakerpreneur, as you call it?
Well, the first thing you should do is identify what is it that you know that other people would be willing to pay you to learn it. And that can be anything. Perhaps you have found the perfect formula for catching bass fish. So there is a subculture out there who are bass fishermen who want to know your formula for putting the bait on the hook, the kind of worms you use. I think they use worms, I don't know. But whatever that, you know, for no matter what, no matter what your passion or your knowledge area is, there is a subculture that also has that. So you have to first thing identify what is it that you know that other people would be willing to pay to learn it also. And that's the first step to becoming a speakerpreneur. Then you have to work on identifying your niche. You've got to get your marketing materials together. You've got to go out there and start getting some speaking engagements. It's a process. It's a step-by-step process. It's been done by a lot of people, and actually we've put it into a process that can be replicated by anyone who wants to do it. You just do step one, and then you do step two, and then you do step three, and it all follows in a logical sequence, and it gets you out there connecting with people who can and will pay you for what you know.
Okay, what about hosting your own seminars, though? Can you give me some pros and cons of doing that?
You got to have a following first. I know endless amount of people who have lost a lot of money trying to put on their own gigs. If you don't have a following, it's difficult. You can do things like we're doing today, though. You can host your own teleseminars for nothing. Those are totally free. You can host webinars for – there are some – web services are a little bit expensive with it, but you can do a teleseminar with a screen sharing that costs you nothing. So it's, in essence, a webinar. And you can do Blog Talk Radio. You can do it digitally, electronically first before you start doing it live. Hosting your own live event has real expenses with it. If you don't have a following, you could very likely lose your shirt. So you want to make sure you've got a following first. I have a lot of friends that are still digging themselves out of holes from events they had 5-6 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's very expensive to do your own events. There's inexpensive ways to do it, but you still got to have a list. You got to have some kind of following.
Wonderful. These are great tips that you're sharing with us. You got to figure out your niche and develop the content around the pain from that niche and get out there in front of the right audience by finding the ones that need what it is that you have to share and making sure that you build a strong brand, reaching out to organizations that are in your niche, taking action personally yourself, being a speakerpreneur, as you call it, and knowing what tools and products you can use to build that audience you were just talking about before you start actually spending money, big money, on seminars, as you just shared with us. Do you have any closing comments?
Well, just that if you do have a passion, if you've ever sat there and thought, and I think most people have, they thought, you know, I really enjoy this. I'd love to make money doing this. If you have that passion for something, the chances are really good that a lot of other people have it too. And so if it's something that you really have the desire to do, the great thing about speaking is that it's just another business skill. And you may never have spoken before, and I just want to let you know that you can develop the skills to become a great speaker. Every business skill is learnable. So if you have that desire to start reaching your clients, and you might be thinking, but I'm scared. I get really scared when I speak in front of people. Well, Yvonne, you've been scared speaking in front of people, haven't you?
Oh, sure, when I first started out.
Yeah.
But I did it anyway, it's my profession, yeah.
Right. Now you speak almost every day of your life. Almost every day. And there was a time when, you know, the thought of going up there, you could probably see your heart beating under your suit coat jacket, you know what I mean? It was so terrifying. But it's a skill set that you can learn. So it's a wonderful tool. When you're in front of the room, you're seen as the authority. People are interested in what you have to say. It gives you automatic credibility if you know your stuff. And if you know your stuff, then you're an ideal candidate to start moving into the speakerpreneur arena, to start using it as another tool to reach your clients.
How can people reach you, Monica?
Well, very easy. So my website, my personal speaking website is just monicacornetti.com. So that's monicacornetti.com. And you can email me at monica@monicacornetti.com. And then I have a business partner, Jonathan Peters, and we started a group called beevents.biz. We started it in 2008. And what we do is we help speakerpreneurs to be heard, be read, and be recognized. So we help you develop your niche. We help you get published. We help you create back-of-room resources. We help you find speaking gigs. And so you can go to beevents.biz, beevents.biz, and find out information. We do a weekly Saturday call with industry professionals. In fact, Yvonne, you're going to come and do a call for us.
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, like, you know, every entrepreneur out there is wanting to know how to start their business and they don't have the funds to do it, and you're going to show them some strategies they can use to, even though they don't have a lot of funds, to get their business moving. So those are the kind of calls that we do for speakerpreneurs every week. So just go ahead and reach out, and our passion is helping other professionals who want to use speaking to reach clients. We have a real passion to help them.
Thank you very much, Monica. Thank you so much for this educational, inspirational interview. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day that former Chrysler chairman Lee Iacocca once noted. He said, "You can have brilliant ideas, but if you can't get them across, your ideas won't get you anywhere." Remember to always join us on the second Saturday each month. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us some feedback on today's show. Thanks again, Monica. It was really wonderful.
Thank you, Yvonne. It was my honor to be here. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com. YvonneFBrown.com to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play. Monica?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we'd be back or not.